the rest of the story. It was the rage of Europe for four decades. A musical instrument called the armonica. Now, not the harmonica, not the mouth organ, the armonica, spelled with an A, an entirely different instrument. Those which have survived the centuries are now rare collector's items, museum pieces. It's likely you've never seen one, but let me describe it. The armonica consists of an elongated wooden box supported by four legs at about table height. The player sits in front of the box as a pianist sits before the keyboard. What's mounted inside the armonica, the guts of the instrument, so to speak, is what makes it unique. Picture 37 variously colored, variously sized donuts stacked on a broom handle. That's just about what you'd see lying inside the long harmonica case. The donuts are blown glass. They are hollow. They are rotated on the shaft. As they come in contact with moist fingers, they produce individual tones. 37 successive tones comprising three chromatic octaves. It's the same principle as the friction of a moist finger on the rim of a wine glass. The consequent vibration produces a pure, lovely, almost haunting sound. And as I have said, this row of glass donuts in a long wooden case, this unique musical instrument known as the harmonica, was for more than 40 years enormously popular throughout continental Europe. Mozart composed music for it. So did Beethoven. Marie Antoinette learned to play it. It would be logical to assume that the harmonica's inventor was much praised, widely celebrated, and he was. But not for the harmonica, and that is the rest of the story. Now, understandably, the inventor was an accomplished musician. He was a song lyricist. He was a composer of chamber music. I said he was a composer of chamber music. And he played the violin. He played the harp. He even played the guitar. He was a perceptive and articulate music critic. And, it is said, an acceptable singer. As is true of so many fine musicians, he inherited his musical talent from his father. He conceived of the harmonica in London early in 1762. A letter to Giambattista Beccaria, dated July 13, reveals the inventor's delight. Quote, "The advantages of this instrument are that its tones are incomparably sweet beyond those of any other, and they may be swelled and softened at pleasure by stronger or weaker pressures of the finger and continued to any length, and that the instrument being once well-tuned, never again wants tuning," end quote. For almost half a century, musical Europe greeted the harmonica with equal enthusiasm, and yet its inventor would share in very little of the excitement, because back home, his marvelous instrument was largely ignored. He was once even admonished for having invented it. Of course, back home, public matters, political matters, were of ever-increasing general concern. So the frivolous glass wheels were eventually set aside to make way for a new nation. And as Europe played the harmonica, America was in flames. Its inventor, this gifted musician, composer, forgotten as such, was Benjamin Franklin. And now you know the rest of the story.